You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from tea to green, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Golf Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Jamie Spence to look ahead to the final round of the USPGA Championship from Whistling Straits. Fantastic tournament so far as well. And we go into the final day very, very much poised. The leaderboard has a very interesting look to it. Plenty of contenders, maybe one standout one, but we'll get to that in just a moment. First things first. Morning, Jamie. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Alex. Yeah, I'm fine. Just walked the dog, watched all the PGA again this morning because it was on quite late. And it was an incredible day's golf.
Yeah, we look at the leaderboard as things stand. And we've got Jason Day at 15 under, Spieth on 13 under, with Grayson Rose 12 under, Kaima 11 under, Finau and Jones 10 under, Dustin Johnson and Anirban Lahiri are 9 under, and the rest 8 under or shorter. Day, he's not really done much wrong, barring the 15th yesterday, has he, Jamie? He's been very consistent, arguably the most consistent of all the players out there. And barring that mistake, he's been pretty faultless.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, double on 15. Those last four holes are very difficult, unless your name's Jordan Spieth, who birdied three of them. But you're right, if Jason Day hadn't double 15, he would have shot 64 yesterday. He shot 66 with a double. So he's very, very, very impressive. Everything's going his way. 68, 67, 66 from Jason Day so far. Everything seems to be moving along very serenely. But winning his first major will be anything but coming into the final round today. So he's going to have a tough day ahead of him.
Yeah, and obviously does have a bit of history with, you know, being a nearly man, almost, shall we say. One man who you can't say that about is Jordan Spieth, who, of course, arrived in this tournament in rampant form. And he's done little to discredit himself so far. Two shots off the leads. I'll just spin you through the betting, Jamie, for the outrights. Yep. Jason Day is 11-8. Jordan Spieth 15-8. Then Justin Rose 13-2. 10-1 for Brandon Grace. 16s for Kaima. 40-1 for Dustin Johnson. And 66s or bigger the rest. We'll just touch on Spieth before we move on to the betting side of things, if you like. Obviously, we knew that he'd be there or thereabouts, but once again, his consistency, his temperament, and of course his skill, second to none.
There's lots of long hitters on this leaderboard. Jason Day, Brandon Grace, Tony Finau and Dustin Johnson, JB Holmes and Brooks Koepka. Spieth isn't the long hitter, but he's a master putter. He's a master tactician as well. I did question at the start whether he better continue this run on. I was wrong to doubt him. He's an incredible player. He just seems to be able to turn it on when he really needs to, and that's the mark of a great player. Came back in 30 yesterday in a major championship. This isn't an easy golf course, but they're making it look easy. And for the 22-year-old to do what he's doing, it's like Tiger back when he first burst on the scene. It really has that impact.
Okay, Justin Rose is next in the betting. He's 13-2, tied for third as things stand on 12 under. He's the leading English contender by some margin. Any chance of him, I wouldn't say causing an upset here, but he's going to have a very good final round, and perhaps Day and Spieth are going to have to underperform.
Yeah, can you see both of them having a, you know, 71, 70, 672 type round, Spieth and Day? I can't. So that means you're right. Justin's got to shoot probably a 66 minimum if he's going to pull off this title. Mind you, the weather's supposed to be a little bit more breeze around today, so that'll make it a little bit more difficult. Bogey the 18th yesterday, that was disappointing for Justin. Otherwise, he'd have been tied up there with Spieth, only two behind. Those sort of things make a difference. If Justin Rose putts well, anything's possible.
Okay, we've got Brandon Grace, obviously, who's tied for third with Rose. You mentioned he's a big hitter. Do you think he's perhaps better equipped to challenge Day and Spieth today, or of him and Rose?
You fancy him, Alex, don't you?
I just think it could be a little bit of value, perhaps, at 10-1. I mean, it is hard to find value on the final day.
Great minds think alike, because I think exactly the same thing. Mm. I think he's turning into a player that's going to match Schwartzel and Oosthuizen and his fellow compatriots. He's already won six times on the European Tour. He's 27. He had a good run at the US Open this year. at James Bain. He didn't back off there either. He's already won twice on the European Tour this year. He's getting better and better, and I agree with you. I think 10-1, he's going to be the forgotten man here, and he could surprise a few tonight. So a few quid on Brandon Grace, you'd have worse 10-1 shots, that's for sure.
Mm. And, of course, a phenomenal 64 yesterday puts him in with a squeak, if nothing else. Keimer is fifth, 11-under, priced up at 16-1. Probably the only other realistic contender, I think it's fair to say. He's got a chance, but again, he's going to have to play fantastically well to even come close, isn't he?
Yeah, well, normally I you know, through these cards, I'm always looking further down the list because I'm well aware. I mean, Jordan Spieth said an interesting thing yesterday. He said, by the time we got on the tee yesterday, people had already gone ahead of us. And that's what can happen. So, and I'm aware of that playing the game myself. But I can't see that today. I don't think anyone's going to come out of the clouds and win this tournament. It's very unlikely. Keimer could do it. He obviously won here before in 2010. 65 for him yesterday. He's only four behind. So if you're within five going to the last day, you've always got a chance. Tony Finau, Matt Jones. Matt Jones had a disappointing day. So I just can't see anybody coming from the pack. And obviously, Rory McIlroy down there at 6-under. I think Rory will have a charge today. But a good performance from Rory after 2 months out, I'd have to say.
Mm. 250-1, if you think McIlroy can come from 6-under and win this.
It's not. That's a big price. You never know. He might go and shoot 9-under and the wind picks up. You never know.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But 250 is for a reason. We'll get to the two balls in just a second, Jamie. Can you just sum up in a lovely audio piece your thoughts on the outright for the final day?
Well, it just looks like a matchup between Jason Day and Jordan Spieth, and it's going to be incredible for Spieth. No one's won the three US majors in a single year, and let's not forget he only lost the Open by a shot, Spieth. So he's gunning for history here. I couldn't put you off Jordan Spieth, but Jason Day was one of my two picks at the start. I'm happy with that. He really deserves to win a major as well, and just hovering behind is Justin Rose, the ever dependable Justin Rose. But my tip at 10-1 would be Brandon Grace. I think three behind, he's a really good player. I just think he's a bit of value at 10-1, but it's really all about Spieth and Day.
Okay, so between Spieth and Day, but Grace a lively outsider. We'll go to the four balls, and we're just going to go through the last four out today, see if we can put together a Yankee or something like that. We'll start, the first one is 7:18 UK time. Dustin Johnson and Matt Jones. Johnson 1-2, the tie 15-2, and Matt Jones at 2-1. Matt Jones, as you said, disappointing yesterday, but he was fantastic for the first two rounds. But you just wonder how that that disappointment yesterday has affected him mentally. I suppose he's not out of this, but he'll be looking at that and wondering what might have been, I think.
Well, how can you oppose Dustin Johnson in this two ball, really? But he's not the most reliable in majors recently. But the fact that he's had a good Saturday and he's coming from behind, you'd expect Dustin Johnson to have another good round, and it could be a difficult day for Matt Jones, as good a player as he is. The match before that, Lahiri and Kuchar, I quite fancy Lahiri at a big price. I think he's 15-8 to beat Matt Kuchar, who has his putting troubles at times. But so I might stick Lahiri in instead of fiddling around with Dustin Johnson.
No, okay, that's fair. 15-8, a big price on Anibal Lahiri to beat Matt Kuchar. 7:27, Tony Finau and Martin Keimer will tee off. Finau 6-4, 15-2 the draw, the tie, I should say, and Keimer at 4-6. Keimer, the established name, the big name of the two there. People will be looking at that 4-6 and being tempted.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. Tony Finau, though, is going to be around for a few years, let me tell you. He played in the Dutch Open years ago as a youngster, and everyone was amazed how far he hit the ball, and he does. You just see that, and this course is made for him. But you'd have to think last day of a major with Keimer's experience at 4-6 is a good bet.
Okay, then we've got Brandon Grace and Justin Rose, the penultimate pairing out. 11-8 for Grace, 15-2 the tie. Justin Rose at 8-11. We've already mentioned two different styles of play coming up against each other here. But whatever happens, you'd be hopeful that one of these can mount a charge and trouble the leaders.
I think they might drag each other along, actually. Justin's hitting the ball a long way as well. I mean, he's hit some big drives yesterday, but as I say, it's just whether he can get on a roll with his putter, and I've already said Grace is good value, so I would still go with the odds against for Brandon Grace in this. But Justin's one of my favourite players, so I wouldn't mind if we beat him and took the title, to be honest with you. But yeah, I hope they just drag each other along.
Okay. And the final one coming up at 7:45, Jason Day and Jordan Spieth. 5-4 for Day, 4-5 for Spieth. Once again, the tie is 15-2. It could be that, you know, you don't want to back one of these to win outright because you are concerned about Grace or Rose or somebody like that. So the two balls may just be a way to, if you're strongly against one of them, to make a bit of money. As I said, 5-4 for Day, 4-5 for Spieth. Of the two of them, who are you going to side with?
Well, you're right. It's 11-8 Day to win it outright. So if you fancy Day, back him in a match against Jordan Spieth. But I fancy Spieth, actually. I think Spieth could beat Day by a shot and Day could still win the title. So I just can't. It's just, Spieth is just an enigma. He's just an incredible player. I think we're seeing something pretty special from him here. And what he's done this year, I just feel he's good value there to maybe just nick Jason Day, but that's going to be close and worth a watch.
Okay, fair enough. So the four that we've put up there, Adebayo Lahiri to beat Matt Kuchar at 15-8, Martin Kaymon to beat Tony Finau at 4-6, Brandon Grace to beat Justin Rose at 11-8, and Jordan Spieth to beat Jason Day at 4-5 comes to just shy of 20-1. If you put them,
ooh, 20-1.
I know, it's,
let's
not bad.
Let's have something like that.
Putting them in an accumulator there is nearly 20-1. If you want to put Dustin Johnson as well, that drags it up to almost 30-1. So definitely some value to be had there with the what's the final four or five in the end, isn't it, that we've looked at. Of those, what would you rate the best match bet, if you like, Jamie?
Spieth. Okay. I think Spieth at 4-5. I think to beat Jason Day. I think it'd be close. I think Spieth will beat him.
Okay, fair enough. Lovely stuff then, Jamie. Best of luck with Brandon Grace and obviously with Day that you put up before. Enjoy all of the action this evening and we'll catch up with you soon.
It's going to be a late night watching Sky Sports, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.